This podcast is sponsored by The Ultimate Frame by Andrew M. Semple. Dive into a gripping thriller that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Discover it now at book-author.com.
The Hidden Truth About Native Community Displacement and Ongoing Struggles. Explore the impact of Native community displacement, its ongoing effects, and the resilience of Indigenous peoples in today's society. Understanding Native Community Displacement, a personal reflection. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about Native community displacement. It's one of those topics that doesn't always get the attention it deserves, especially given how much history is wrapped up in it. And honestly, the stories behind this issue are heartbreaking, but also deeply important to understand if we want to make sense of today's society. So what exactly do we mean by Native community displacement? At its core, it's about Indigenous people being forced off their ancestral lands, lands that hold spiritual, cultural, and historical significance, for various reasons. Sometimes it's for economic development, sometimes it's political, or even just plain neglect masked by untrue allegations that paint Native communities in a negative light. These displacements have shaped the lives, identities, and futures of millions of people around the world. Now, when you look back in history, the pattern is all too familiar. Indigenous communities were pushed aside for westward expansion, industrial projects, or urban growth. And despite promises, often in treaties, that their rights would be respected, those agreements were frequently broken or ignored. I mean, how frustrating and heartbreaking must it have been to see your homeland systematically stripped away? The loss of land often meant the loss of traditional food sources and sacred sites. Displacement disrupted social structures and community cohesion. There was a cultural erasure that accompanied the physical removal, which impacted language and customs. What's particularly upsetting is how this displacement isn't just a relic of the past. Today, many Native communities still face threats from government projects, private enterprises, and even pharmaceutical profits that sometimes take priority over Indigenous rights. The clash between development and preservation is ongoing, and it's wrapped in layers of politics, economics, and yes, sometimes government conspiracy theories swirl around the topic, making it even harder to get clear, honest information. On top of that, many Indigenous voices are sadly drowned out in the mainstream discussion, while the underlying issues of identity, autonomy, and preservation are glossed over. This makes it even more crucial for us, as listeners and learners, to understand their stories and respect their rights. I think what strikes me most is how resilient Native communities remain despite these hardships. Their cultural revival, political activism, and efforts to reclaim land and rights are truly inspiring. And while their struggle is ongoing, it opens up space for meaningful conversations about justice, reconciliation, and the future of Indigenous sovereignty. Speaking of stories that captivate while shining light on complex issues, I recently came across The Ultimate Frame. It's a thrilling novel by Andrew M. Semple that weaves together elements of suspense and social commentary in a way that really stuck with me. If you want something that entertains but also makes you think, you should definitely check it out. Discover this thrilling novel by Andrew M. Semple today. You can find out more about it and grab your copy at https://bookauthor.com. Before I wrap this up, I want to leave you with this. Understanding Native community displacement isn't just about history. It's about recognizing ongoing struggles, amplifying voices that too often get muted, and questioning the narratives society sometimes pushes forward, whether those be about the past or the present. Being informed helps us challenge assumptions and see beyond the surface of government conspiracy claims or untrue allegations that may cloud the truth. Thanks for listening. I hope this sheds a bit more light on a significant and urgent reality many Native communities face today.